Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to the next episode of All Booked, where we talk to you about books we would like to recommend.
And our guest this day is Emily. She is actually our summer intern at the library. She has done a fantastic job with us, and this is her last week. And as one of her send-offs, she wanted to talk about a book that was particularly troublesome for her when it was assigned to her. As we were talking about this podcast, we started realizing that all of us have one book that we were assigned to read, usually in high school, that we absolutely hated. What was yours, Katie?
Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad.
And why did it bother you?
I don't know. It was just so different from my own thinking in high school. I really appreciated it as literature, and it didn't click with me. What about you?
So mine was Things Fall Apart, and what's funny about it is I actually do believe it should be assigned reading, and I think it was culturally significant and important. I just hated the repetition, like the way he would recap whatever happened in the previous chapters at the beginning of the next chapter. Okay. So, and Emily's actually is The Old Man and the Sea, so this is your chance to rant a little bit about that particular book.
Get ready for a salty review, guys.
So, I hated The Old Man and the Sea because, well, I think one of the reasons was all the symbolism in there, even when it wasn't symbolism. My teacher made everything into a symbol. So, I had to make a project over what did the mast have to do with the book? Why was it so important? Why was a crow important? Why was a crow?
So why was the crow important?
Honestly, I don't even remember. I think I just did it for the grade because this book just never clicked with me. Nothing.
You're not a fisherman?
No, at all. And I think the descriptions were a little, they were good, but they were a little too good. So whenever he was describing how he was eating the tuna, the raw tuna, he actually described how he cut it, like the red meat inside and the blood spilling out. And it was just gross. I never liked that.
I take it you're not a fan of seafood.
No, not at all.
So part of what you didn't like is how detailed the book was. Did they spend a little too much time on things?
Yes. And would you really want to read a book about a guy who's just in the sea all day, and like all he's looking at is the water, just the water, and he's daydreaming, thinking about how he's gonna eat the fish, and that's it.
Was he a very good fisherman?
No, he hadn't caught a fish in 84 days, so it was like kind of pointless. He got the fish. Spoilers. He got the fish, but the problem was he only got the head because the sharks that were there following him in the water had ate most of the fish, so all of it wasn't really worth it at all.
So do you think this was some grand metaphor about how all of man's labor is ultimately fruitless?
Pretty much, yeah. Thanks, my ninth grade teacher, for teaching us that lesson. I appreciate it.
So you mentioned how you had to pick out symbolism. What do you think was one of the silliest things you had to figure out?
The waves.
And what did they symbolize?
I really don't.
Here's the secret. If you describe it well enough, you can say almost anything.
Yeah.
And people can't tell you you're wrong, because Ernest Hemingway is not here.
We had to say what his dreams were about, and all he dreamed about was lions on a beach, and that was pretty much it.
Huh.
And the lions were just like him as a kid or something like that.
Him as a kid.
Yeah, how he wants to be carefree and something like that, I'm pretty sure.
Carefree like a lion on a beach.
Yep. The teachers, I guess, they try to make symbolism, and I bet the author doesn't even think when they're writing, I'm going to make this a symbol. I'm going to make this so that everybody knows that it's like a metaphor and it's so much more meaning. And I don't think the author actually thinks about that.
So is there a book that you think should be assigned instead of Old Man and the Sea? If you had to pick a substitute.
Anything else.
What's a book that you liked better that had a similar
theme about the meaninglessness of life?
Yes.
I don't think I've read a book that was anything similar like
that. Depressing? Well, they do come from a time, a specific time, where things are really depressing. I will say the same thing happened with Joseph Conrad. He was a little too descriptive for me. It's why I struggled with Lord of the Rings, even though I love fantasy, that there was this era in writing where they wanted to be very, very thorough. It was kind of like a holdover from Romanticism. Let's talk about a tree for 4 pages.
Whereas I love that kind of stuff.
So I know this is not something you're probably going to recommend to people, but if you did recommend it to somebody, who would you recommend it to?
And don't say old men.
Or the poor people who work on the sea.
Probably like old English teachers, maybe.
Maybe your worst enemy?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Assign it to them as a project. Yeah, that probably would.
We're going to go ahead and get to our game show portion, and that means some fisherman music. And then we're going to cast the main characters. So did you have an idea of who you would want to play the old man? What's a good actor that you like?
I thought Robin Williams, but because he could make it fun.
Yeah, he could.
So he could make it better.
Make you interested in someone sitting in a boat in a movie for a whole by themselves.
He would make it good.
I can see that. He could monologue well enough that you would be interested in a two-hour movie about a boat and one person.
And who doesn't like Robin Williams? Come on.
That's true.
Classic.
Okay, so we're going to get to the rapid-fire questions. Leslie, start us off.
So I have to ask, what food would you pair with this book? You made a face.
Oh, jeez. Since the old man keeps eating tuna, you should eat tuna with him, probably. It'll
suffer alongside.
Yep.
Okay, so I know this is going to be a rough one for you, but do you prefer the characters or the plot? What was your favorite part about your least favorite book?
I think the characters, because, well, there's really only two characters in here.
Yeah.
So it's not.
But there really isn't a lot of action plot-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So if you met the main character in real life, what question would you ask him?
I know why he doesn't have any friends. Sounds really sad. But why doesn't he eat? Why doesn't he eat real food? He just tuna and maybe, what was it? Rice, I think. Is it because he has no money? Do you have not money? Do you have family? I don't know if he has family. He never talked about it. I know he had a wife. They didn't have children. But I'll just ask him, do you have any other family that could maybe live with you, take care of you? You're old. You need help.
Yeah.
Did this book have a main antagonist? Did this book have, one force or person that was against the main character?
Possibly the marlin, the fish that he was trying to catch, because he just didn't let him succeed or anything. He was just bringing him down.
That was his Moby Dick.
Okay, so I'm going to be super mean here. What is one element from the book that you would like to bring into your life?
Oh, jeez. I hate this book.
We're definitely leaving that in.
The beach. Because I like the beach.
Good choice.
We need a better beach, and I'll just take that one.
I totally agree with you there.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move to the random die roll. We're going to read one line that corresponds with the dice that you roll. So go ahead and give us a roll. Okay, so open up the book to the page and read the section that you got on the dice.
"Tomorrow is going to be a good day with this current," he said. "Where are you going?" the boy asked. "Far out to come in when the wind shifts. I want to be out before it is light."
Sounds like a common fishing statement.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing a book that you did not enjoy. I hope some of our listeners are relating on some levels.
Yeah, to some book that they didn't enjoy in high school.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.